would take me to see foreign lands. I, he promised to marry me. Go fetch me some of your father's gold and some of your mother's fee, and two of the best nags from out of the stable where they're standing, 30 and 3. She mounted upon her milk-white steed, and he upon his dapple grey. They rode till they came unto the seaside, 3 hours before the breaking of day. Light off thy milk-white steed, deliver it up unto me. For 6 pretty maidens have I drowned here, and thou the 7th now shall be. Take off thy silken garments, deliver them up unto me. I thinks that they look too fine and too rich to rot all in the salty sea. If I must take off all of my garments, then pray turn thy back unto me. For it is not fitting that such a ruffian, a naked one, man should see. And cut thou away the brambles so sharp, brambles cut from off the brim, that they may not tangle my curly locks, nor indeed scratch my lily-white skin. So he turned around with his back towards her, and he bent down over the brim. She caught him around the middle so slender, and bundled him into the cold dark stream. He bobbed high and he dropped low, until at last he came to the side. Catch hold of my hand, my fair pretty maid, and thee I promise to make my bride. Lie there, you false-hearted lover, lie there, instead of me. For 6 pretty maidens hast thou drowned here, and now the 7th hath drowned.